Hallelujah, the name is Christ. We continue to study the book of Job. Let's turn to Job chapter 2. Chapter 2, verse 10. But he said to her, "You speak as one of the foolish women speak. Shall we indeed accept good from God, and shall we not accept adversity? And all this Job did not sin with his lips."
第十节, 约伯却对他说, 你说话像渔王的妇人一样,
So we know Job was a man after God's own heart. Because God deemed him to be blameless, upright, fear God, and shun evil. And because God, you know, because he had such good relationship with God, God blessed him with beautiful children. And also blessed him with many possessions. Because it was upright, Satan wanted to destroy him. He wants Job to curse God. So that's why God said to Satan, "Have you considered my servant Job?"
所以那时候神就问撒旦说,
There's no one like him on earth.
在地上再也没有人像他这样子。
He's blameless, upright, fear God, and shun evil.
他完全正直, 敬畏神, 远离恶事。
But Satan said to God,
但是撒旦回答说呢,
The reason he fears you because you bless him with so many things.
他敬畏你其实无故呢,
and you have put a hedge around him, his household, and all the things, you know, and all his goods. Then Satan said to God, "Why do you take the hedges away from him?" Take all his possession from him. And for sure, he will curse you to your face. But God knows the heart of Job. God would not say there's no one like him on earth unless he is truly like no one like him on earth. So God said to Satan, "Go take everything away from him. But keep his life." So at the time, I'm sure that Satan was very happy. So in one day, Satan took everything away from Job. His seven sons and three daughters. And all his servants. And all his possessions. But during that time, Job still continued to worship God. And then verse 22 says, "And all this Job did not sin, nor charge God with wrong."
22节在说,
but then Satan said to God,
然后撒旦就对神说,
the reason he still fears you, the reason he still blames is why? Because you just take his possession. But now if you touch his life, a man would give anything for his life.
那他撒旦就跟神说, 你这个原因呢, 影响他的身体, 因为影响他的生活的话呢, 你如果影响他的生活的话呢, 他就不会再敬畏你了。
That's why in chapter 2 verse 4,
所以我们看第二章的第四节,
Satan said, "Skin for skin, yes, all that a man has, he will give for his life."
神说以皮代皮, 情愿舍去一切, 所有保全性命。
And this is a very true statement.
那这是一个很真实的,
because we would do anything to keep our life.
因为我们做任何很多人做事情就是要保存自己的生命。
But remember, when it comes to integrity of faith,
但是我们想到信仰的纯正性的时候,
even we lose our life, it's okay.
如果就算我们失去了我们的生命也是可以的。
Why? That's why our Lord Jesus Christ said, if we lose our life in this world, then we gain another life in the world to come.
因为主耶稣基督说我们在这个世上的生命死亡呢，我们要得到另外一个新的生命。
So that's why as Christians, we do not just focus on the life is in this world.
所以基督徒呢, 我们不是看重今生的生活,
but the life that is more important is in the world to come.
比较重要呢, 其实是将来的永生,
because even if we suffer in this life, maybe the most 80 years, 90 years, that's all.
那你在这世界上呢, 也许活80年, 90年的时间,
but if the life to come that you and I go to Hades,
那如果我们到了地狱去的话呢,
and then we'll suffer for eternity.
那我们就会永远的受苦。
So which one is better to have?
所以在世上受苦是比较好呢, 还是到地狱受苦?
The life in this world or the life that's in eternal life?
那让我们 今世的生活比较美好呢，还是永生比较重要？
Of course, eternal life.
当然是永生是比较重
要的。 So that's why everything we do in this world.
所以我们任何在这世界上所做的事情，
we do it to gain the life that is more important, that is the life to come.
我们要追求比较更重要的呢，就是将要来的永生。
And that's why Job did not lose his integrity.
所以在这里呢，为什么约伯没有失去他的
纯正性？ Yes, I lost all my children.
他说我失去了我所有的孩子。
I lost all my possessions.
我失去了我所有的产业。
But now I'm full with boils.
那我现在全身呢长了毒疮。
And I'm suffering so much.
那我受着这么样的苦楚。
But I'm doing for God righteousness.
但是我为的是神而这样子来做的。
You know, for us as the chosen people of God.
我们说的是神的子民。
And right now we seem like, oh, we are suffering here and there. Actually, this is not suffering.
那我们有的时候说我们在这里受苦呢，但是我们这里其实并没有在受苦。
Wait until Satan is released.
当到撒旦呢被释放出来之后。
No, earlier, Digong Wong and I were talking about, like, you know, when the 1,000 years up and Satan is released, that is the true suffering that we can experience.
刚刚黄执事跟我讨论，就是捆绑了一千年被释放的撒旦出来之后呢，那才是真正受苦的开始。
Because Satan is so evil.
因为撒旦是十分邪恶的。
If God gave him the power, you can see when God gave him the power to take all possession that Job has, he did not even leave one thing, right? He took every little donkeys, every little sheep, right? Everything, he took everything.
因为当神说你可以取走他所有的产业的时候呢，他一样都没有留下来，包括一条一包括羊和驴。
Then when God said to him, "Okay, you can touch Job, but leave his life, right? Leave his life."
他说你可以伤他的身体，但是你必须保全他的性命的时候呢
？The Satan only attacked Job's face.
那撒旦是只是让他的脸上有疮吗
？No, from his feet to the crown of his head, he's full of boils. This means Satan, you know, pretty much destroy Satan, only just leave his life. That's it, right? Because he's so evil.
那因为他是很邪的呢，他其实是使约伯的脚长到头顶都长了毒疮。
But on the end days,
但是在末世
，when God gave him the power to go and deceive,
当如果神给他能力呢，他能出来攻击来。欺骗世人的时候呢
Let's see the book of Revelation.
我们请看启示录。
And that's why actually nowadays, you know, our suffering actually is nothing.
所以在我们现在所受的苦呢，其实是不算什么的。
Compare what is going to come.
跟我们以后要受的苦。
Revelation 20.
请看启示录第二十章。
Revelation 20.
启示录第二十章。
Verse 7.
第七节。
Verse 7.
第七节。
Now when 1,000 years have expired, Satan will be released from his prison.
那一千年完了，撒旦必从监牢里被释放。
And verse 8, and will go out to deceive the nation which are in the four corners of the earth, Gog and Magog, to gather them together to battle whose number is as the sand of the sea.
出来要迷惑地上四方的列国，就是哥哥和玛格，要叫他们聚集战争，他们的人数多如海沙。
So when Satan is released,
当撒旦被释放之后
The first thing he's going to do is gather his army.
第一个他要做的事呢，就是要找他的军队。
And his army is like Gog and Magog.
就像哥哥和马的。
In other words, they are so numerous, just like the sand in the sea.
他们人数之多，多于如海沙。
And what did he gather them to fight against?
他们来征战的对象是什么呢
？Look at verse 9.
我们请看第九节。
They went up on the breadth of the earth and surrounded the camp of the saints.
他们上来遍满全地，围住圣徒的营。
The camp of the saints.
还有蒙爱的城
The true worshipper of God.
这些就是真正拜神的这些
And the beloved city. And the beloved city.
还蒙爱的城
Of course, the true church of God.
那这就是神的教会
When you are surrounded, this means you are done.
那你被这个包围起来呢，就表示你已经没有路走了
So when Satan and his army surrounded the camp of the saints, this means the suffering is going to be so severe.
那当我们被这个撒旦的军队围在一起的时候，就表示要受的苦。
But you can see the middle surrounded them and fire came down from God of heaven and devoured them.
就火从天上降下来烧灭了他们。
So in other words, on the end days, you and I will suffer so much.
所以在末世的时候呢，你我呢都会受到很多的苦。
And that's why Jesus said, for the elect's sake, the day will be shortened, right? Because the suffering is so much.
对，耶稣基督说，为了这些被拣选的呢，这个日子必定减少，因为这个苦楚是很深。
So right now, if we think you and I are suffering right now because, you know, we have to come to church, we have to kneel down and pray, and you know, and someone you know, we don't have to we cannot talk about Christ in work and stuff like that. Actually, that is nothing. Right?
如果你现在觉得你受很多的苦，你必须要来教会，要跪下来祷告，在 工作的地方呢，不能传讲福音的话呢，其实呢，这个都不算是什么。
Now I feel if you know for our brothers and sisters in America, actually, we don't suffer too much at all.
我想在美国的弟兄姐妹呢，其实我们受的苦并不是那么多的。
And I know one church because the rug, you know, we kneel on the rug and the rug wasn't thick enough, so they spent another $15,000 to buy a new rug to make it thicker, right? So we can pray more comfortable. Right?
我知道有一个教会呢，因为它的地毯不够厚，会祷告的时候不是很舒服， 所以他们花了15,000块钱呢，就是让祷告的时候呢比较可以舒服一点。
Of course, there's nothing wrong with that.
那当然这并不是有什么错误。
But go ask a brother and sister in Africa.
但是你如果跟在 非洲的弟兄姐妹能够跟他们谈话的话呢,
the most common place they pray on is on cement. Right?
他们能够祷告的地方呢是水泥地。
Anybody ever pray on cement before?
有没有人在水泥地上祷告过?
Yes. How does it feel when you pray on cement?
感觉怎么样呢?
Maybe your knees already trained for cement. Right?
也许你的膝盖呢已经习惯了水泥地。
Yes, but yeah. Mm. Yes, 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 yes. Yes, yes. So that's why I'm saying that our brothers and sisters after the best place they can kneel to pray on is cement.
在弟兄姐妹能够在非洲做祷告的时候，最好的能够祷告的地方呢是水泥地。
But most of the places they pray on gravel, right? Like dirt and little pebbles and things like that. And then after you come out of the prayer, actually the pebble just in your knees, right? It's inside your knees.
很多时候他们在土地上 有这种小石头呢，你祷告起来的话呢，其实小石头呢就到你的膝盖里面去。
I remember when my first time in Africa.
我记得我第一次去 非洲布道的时候。
And I had to pray on cement.
我就在水泥地上做祷告。
I mean, actually, hardwood floor. I mean, I prayed on hardwood floor before. It's not comparison to cement.
那我说我们在平常的木板地上祷告呢，那我以前做过，那跟水泥地呢是不能相比较。When
we had to pray for half an hour.
那时候我们必须祷告半个小时。
So I pray on the cement.
我在水泥地上做祷告。The
first 5 minutes I feel like, oh, okay, I'm okay.
Yeah. 那前5分钟我感觉到说我还可以。
And then often I feel this numbness going, you know, from my knees all the way to my thighs, like they start to become numb.
然后他就觉得说有就脚。
And I feel this sharp cold, right? It's really cold. The cement was in Africa is hot, but the cement is really cold. It shoot right through my thighs, and I couldn't feel my thighs anymore.
有一股冷气流呢，从地底下升上来呢，我就不能感觉到我大腿。
And during the time, I just want to start praying, but then there's a truth seeker. The first time there, he's praying on the cement, you know, continue to pray. Like, I cannot quit. I have to go. I have to continue, right?
我有位慕道朋友在我旁边，他第一次来祷告，他还很认真的祷告。我想说，那我不能停下来，就继续的祷告。
So, but for me, after the half an hour, like, I couldn't even walk afterwards, right?
那在半个小时之后呢，我行走都有困难。
But the truth seeker, the first time praying, he has no problem at all, right?
那第一次来的慕道朋友，他
Of course, for our brothers and sisters, they have no problem praying the cement.
在那里的弟兄姐妹呢，他们习惯了，所以他们也没有问题。
So that's why when we talk about suffering,
所以当我们谈到受苦的时候,
on the end days,
在末世,
our suffering be like the suffering of Job.
那我们所要受的苦呢，就像约伯要受的这个样子。
Why Job suffer of because of righteousness?
那为什么呢？因为他是一个公义的人。
And that is the worst suffering.
那这就是为什么他受苦。
And on the end days,
在末世,
you and I will also suffer for our righteousness.
你我呢也会因为我们的义呢来受到试炼。
But we must be in training right now.
但是我们必须要受训练。
We must prepare ourselves just like a soldier.
我们必须要准备好呢，就好像军人一样。
So when the suffering comes,
所以当我们受试炼的时候呢,
that our foundation and our faith continue to stand firm.
那我们 信仰的基础呢，还是很稳固的。
No, a lot of parables in the gospel.
那有很多的这个 比喻在这个福音书里面。
Now, how do you know if a foundation is built right or not?
那你怎么知道你所建立的根基是稳固的呢？
It's not until the rain comes.
并不是等到下雨来。
And the wind blows.
或者等到风吹来。
And the flood comes.
还要从大水来。
So now, of course, the suffering and trial and tribulation will complete us in a sense that from our head, from the rain, from the wind blowing in, from the flood on our feet. So it means the suffering will be complete.
在试炼之后呢，要从各个地方来，从上面来，从旁边来，还有从底下来呢，这样才能成就我们的 这个试炼,
then we will know what kind of foundation we built.
那我们就能了解我们的基础是怎么样的。
So that's why we talk about Job.
所以我们现在会看到约伯,
Job is the model that you and I should follow.
约伯是应该你我当做一个模范的一个人。
But of
course, we pray and hope we don't go through kind of trying tribulations like Job.
那当然我们也要祷告说我们不要遇到约伯所经历过的事情。
So that's why it's so important for us really to pray so God can give us the strength.
所以我们必须要继续的祷告呢, 所以神可以赐给我们力量。
Because if God did not give us the strength, then it would be very difficult for us to continue, right, to continue to hold on to our faith.
因为如果神不给我们力量的话呢, 要我们维持我们信仰呢, 其实是很困难的。
Chapter 2, verse 10.
但是我们看第二章的第十节,
In all this, Job did not sin with his lips.
在这里呢, 约伯并没有以他的嘴呢来 来弃绝神,
this is very important.
这是很重要的。
Job did not sin when he lost everything.
他并没有犯罪, 他在失去所有的时候呢, 并没有犯罪。
Job did not sin when he was full of oil.
他在身上长毒疮的时候呢, 他也没有犯罪。
What was Job's sin?
那所以他的罪是什么呢?
How do we know that Job sinned against God?
我们怎么知道约伯在神面前犯的罪呢?
Did Job sin against God?
约伯在神面前有犯罪吗?
Did Job sin against God?
约伯有犯罪吗?
Yes, no. Yes.
有吗?
Yes.
Okay. 只是娘说是 从表面上看来呢，人家认为他是在神面前犯了罪，才会受到这样。Yeah,
let's go to Job.
我们请看约伯记
42.
请看约伯记的42章，verse 6. 42章的第六节。Job
42:6.
42章第六节。
Therefore, I abhor myself and repent in dust and ashes.
因此我厌恶自己在尘土和炉灰中懊悔。See,
actually, it's not the appearance to other people that he sinned against God. Actually, he sinned against God.
而且不只是在表面上他在神面前犯罪，他自己呢知道自己犯罪。
But what was his sin? What was his sin?
他的罪是什么呢？
Yes. Yeah.
He asked God to give him an answer. And then God reminded him, you are the creator, I'm the creator.
Yes, that is true. That is true. So what does that mean? If that is the case, what was his sin? It's true. A lot of things like this, right?
如果实在是对的话呢, 他的罪是什么呢?
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. 也就是说他一直跟神要一个答案,他就跟神说,如果我是神的话,我会这样子做。
Remember when you and I pray to God?
记得我们跟神祷告的时候,
is there anything wrong to ask God, hey God, why I'm going through this trial and tribulation? Is there anything wrong with that?
如果你说为什么我在受这样子的苦,受这样子的试炼的时候呢,这有错吗?
And God, please give me an answer. Like, give me an answer why, you know, why you allow me to go through this.
跟神说,你可不可以给我一个答案,可不可以告诉我为什么事情会这样子的发生?
But actually the answer is in verse, you know, it's in verse 3 and 4. 3, 4, and 5.
那其实答案呢是在第三节,
in chapter 42. Yeah, chapter
42.
Because Job, he realized, because if he did not realize how he sinned and that he sinned, then he cannot repent, right?
那如果他不知道他的罪在哪里呢,他就没有办法悔改。
Then verse 3 said, you ask, who is this who I counsel without knowledge?
第三节,
and say, therefore I have uttered what I did not understand, right?
我所说的是我不明白的这些事太奇妙。
Things too wonderful for me which I do not know.
是我不知道的。
So in other words, he speaks things pertaining to God that he do not truly understand, and it falls under the category too, what you say, right?
他说的话呢,是他不了解的,他还是把它说出来。
Well, because he did not understand, he thought like, oh, you know, he's being self-righteous in a way, right?
其实他心里呢,他所有的呢,就是他自义。
And that's why I say verse 4, listen, please, and let me speak. You said I will question you, and you shall answer me.
第四节,求你听我所要说话,我问你,求你指示我。
Actually, his sin is not, really his sin is, to us actually, it's not that big a deal of sin, you understand?
他的罪呢,其实在我们跟我们做比较的话,其实并不是那么严重的。
But for a person who is blameless,
但是对于一个完全正直的人,
if our white garment is completely white,
如果你有一个白袍是完全洁白的话呢,
even a small black dot on it will make it dirty. Right?
就是其中一个小的黑点呢,看起来就是污秽的。
But if our garment is full of black dots,
那如果我们所穿的衣服已经有很多的黑点,
another small dot is not going to make a difference. Right?
另外一点小黑点在上面的话呢,
so remember, when we talk about Job, there's no one like him on earth. And his sin is not understanding God completely. And because of this, it caused him to utter words that he did not understand. And for me, I hope my sin is only this.
Right?
But God wanted to perfect Job even more. So now we know that, you know, not because of Job's suffering that he has sinned, but he uttered things that he did not understand.
那不是因为他受苦然后他开始犯罪，而是他说了一些他不了解的。So
what does that mean?
这意思是什么？
That means when you and I read the Bible,
所以当你我读圣经的时候,
and when we don't understand certain things,
如果我们不了解一些事情,
and then we assume that we know God's heart,
觉得说呢,我们了解神的心,
then we just make things up.
我们就开始自己编一些,
in eyes, God is also sin.
那在神的眼中呢,
that's why when we study the Bible,
所以当我们在研读圣经的时候,
we use the Bible to interpret the Bible.
我们已经解经,
don't try to use our worldly wisdom and try to interpret God's word.
不要用世界上其他的科门呢,
now, for example, you know, theologians try to use induction and deduction. Right? So now, what induction is from bottom up, right?
从下到上,
and then deduction is from top down.
然后如果是,
from top down,
推演的话是从上,
yeah. So you deduct things like from heaven.
你从天上呢,
for example, God is spirit.
然后说神是灵,
then after God is spirit, then what is below that?
那在神是灵之下呢,
and that's how men try to understand God.
就是人是怎么样来想要来了解神的?
Can you truly understand God by induction, deduction?
你可以用这种方式,推理的方式来了解神吗?
Can we truly understand God like that? No way. If you and I can understand God, then God will not be our God. For what? I mean, I can't even understand my wife, and I say I can understand God. There's no way, right? I mean, of course, you know, God, he's way beyond what you and I can understand. And that's why human beings, we make up things, right?
所以我们当人呢,有的时候会做,做一些自己的解释,
and that is a sin.
那这是一个罪,
there's other things that we don't know about God.
那有些我们不了解的事情呢,
so that's why when we go back to the root of the Bible and God's teaching, that's why everything we utter, we must be very careful.
那所以当我们说出任何的话呢,我们必须要回归到圣经。 那我们所说的任何话呢，我们必须要很谨慎。
I mean, of course, there's many things. You don't need to go into it. Right?
那当然，很多事情呢，我们不应该不要讲到太多。
Especially come to salvation.
那由于关于救恩。
And doctrines.
还有我们的教义。
We always go beyond what the Bible teaches us.
那我们是不是讲是超过圣经给我们的教训吗？
And this is very dangerous to our faith.
那这个对我们的信心呢是有很大影响。
I mean, just like for example, I mean, quick example is the Ten Commandments.
讲个例子呢,
and 10 commandments is not 10 suggestions.
那十个诫命呢,
but human beings, we make it to be a suggestion.
但是人类呢,
okay, Sabbath.
守安息日,
Sabbath is on the last day of the week.
Because
it's on a Saturday.
是在星期六,
then men, we said, okay, Sabbath, Because God resurrected on a Sunday, and let's change it to a Sunday, right?
所以有人说, 那当, 主的是在星期天复活升天, 那我们也把,
I don't know about you, but I'm not listening to men.
但是我不要听人,
because throughout the whole Bible, God never changed the Sabbath.
因为在整个圣经里面呢, 神并没有改变安息日,
because the command was written on what?
因为这个他的这个, 实践是写在什么上面呢?
On stones, on
在石板上面,
yeah. Everything else was written on scrolls, right? But the Ten Commandments written on stone, this means it's everlasting, you know, from generation to generation. But we as human beings, we don't take it seriously. Just like Adam and Eve did not take God seriously. Did not partake of the fruit of knowledge, good and evil.
不能吃这棵,
then Satan said, oh, don't worry, you take it, you will not die.
撒旦说,
then Eve like, okay.
Right,
that I mean, we just, I'm sure that when we, if we see them in heaven, we'll be very upset with them.
Right?
Why did you do it?
Right?
You bring sin to the whole world.
Right?
But, yeah. I mean, one thing that they disobedient, and then they brought sin into the whole world. Can you imagine that? And now we think if God, you must be born again of water and spirit, like, ah, don't worry about
that.
And the Ten Commandments, if you don't want to follow, you know, the Sabbath, is okay. God is love. God is love, right? And then, okay, you know, if you want to get divorced and marry anyone, you know, and this and that, it's okay, because God is love. Everything is about love
now.
Yeah, that's why when the people sin against God in the time of Moses, when Moses received the Ten Commandments, they all built a golden calf, they played the harlot. Moses came down and see them all sinning. Oh, don't worry, God is love, right? You just repent and you'll be okay.
那他如果跟这些人说, 神是爱呢,
no, Moses did not do that, right?
那摩西并没有这样子做,
whoever for God, come on this side.
那说你是跟神在一起的呢,
then they threw the commandment down, right?
然后把
the earth split and devour all those like, people. You know, so I see time and time again in the Bible, yes, God is love, but also God is just. So most importantly, we must follow His word. So that's why when we don't follow His word, and then on the end, we'll end up in eternal condemnation. For me, Job's sin is so minute, but in eyes of God, He wants to make Job become more perfect.
在我的眼中呢, 约伯所犯的罪呢, 是很微小的, 但是神呢,为了要他成为完全呢,
I mean, if you read Job's three friends, their debates, right? It's very difficult to find what's wrong with it, right? But God said, hey, you three are not as righteous as my servant Job, right? Remember, God still considered Job to be righteous, you understand? But at the time he just spoke too much. And if you look at Job's three friends, actually, no, let's go to that, right? That's a theme for that. Chapter 4. Job chapter
4.
Verse 1.
第一节,
then Eliphaz the Temanite answered and said,
提摩尔,
so if one attempts a word with you, will you become weary?
人若想你说话,
of course, I mean, he looked at Job. Job is full of suffering already.
他看到约伯,
and 7 days, 7 nights, no one say a word.
七天七夜,
then for Job, full of suffering, he speaks quite a bit, right?
那约伯呢那时候开始说话以后呢说了蛮多的话
and it's amazing he can be so eloquent, right, so poetic, right?
那他讲话呢其实你可以看到还是很有诗歌性质的
because chapter 3 verse 1 to verse 26 Job spoke even though he's in such torment
然后在第三章从第一节到第二十六节呢他开始说话 and 虽然他那时候受很大的苦
then his friend Eliphaz is, you know, he's pretty, you know, he's pretty caring, right? Caring.
Yeah, 以利法呢也是一个很关心他的人。
If one attempts a word with you, will you become weary?
若与你说话你就厌烦吗?
He asked the question, oh, it's okay if I say something, you know, I know that you're tired, can I say something?
我知道你很累，我可不可以开始说一些话呢?
But and then he said, but at the same time he said, but who can withhold himself from speaking?
但是谁能忍住不说呢?
Yeah, so when we speak to people, when they say, you know, when they say the word but, and then there's something else come after that, right?
然后你跟人家对话的时候,然后说但是,那之后呢,是一个转折。
So that's why when I speak to my wife, I never say the word but. I say, honey, you lost 10 pounds, but, you know, that's not a good thing, right?
我不能说, 你已经减重了十磅,但是,
you know, because, yeah, when we talk to people, make sure we don't use the word but. Because when you use the word but, then there's something else not positive coming, right?
如果你用但这个字的时候呢,其实是一个负面的话语要说出来。
He's like, even though I'm worried about you, and if I speak to you, become weary, but I cannot help myself.
说人要与你说话呢,你就厌烦吗?但是我还是必须要说。
And look at verse 3.
那我们请看第三节。
Surely you have instructed many.
你素来教导许多的人。
And you have strengthened weak hands.
就坚固软弱的手,
your words have upheld him who has stumbling.
你的言语曾扶住那将要跌倒的人,
and you have strengthened the feeble knees.
你又使软弱的膝稳固,
but, now again, but, right?
那这里呢,又是来一个但,
so he say all this positive about him, like, yeah, you were good at this, you were good at that. But now,
this
has come upon you.
但是祸患临到你,
I mean, look at the character of Job. I mean, Eliphaz used such strong words, right?
那以利法在这里用了很强烈的一些字眼。
That Job instructed many.
他在这里呢,教导了许多人。
Job strengthened weak hands.
又坚固了软弱的手。
That his word upheld those who are going to stumble.
你的言语曾扶住那些将要跌倒的人。
That those who have weak knees, he has strengthened them.
又使软弱的膝。
So we see Job actually, he's full of wisdom, and we know that for him, he's a man who loves others.
那我们知道,从这里可以看出呢,他的话语呢,是很有智慧呢,他也是很爱其他人的。
Then his friend said, but now it comes upon you and you are weary.
但是现在祸患临到你,你就昏迷。
So in other words, he said, look, you know, you try and help others and this and that, and you know, you tell them to strengthen themselves, this and that, but now it comes to you, and then, why are you tired? Why are you weary?
那在这里呢,说你帮助过这些人。 但是到现在呢,祸患临到你身上呢,你为什么就昏迷了呢?
When I read this passage, I always think about this pastor.
那我就想到这个呢,我就想到一位传道人。
Actually, this pastor, his gift is in ministry, is visiting a brother and sister who are sick.
那他的恩赐呢,是去访问这些生病的弟兄姐妹。
And he encouraged many people.
他在那里呢,对他们做很大的。
You know, when people, brothers and sisters are sick, they're dying, it's like, yeah, have faith, you know, hold on, you know, and this and that, right?
那他就在弟兄姐妹,神重病的时候就跟他说你们要信心要继续的抓紧。
And his wife who goes with him, she always very moved, right? Because when she see her husband talking, and she just feel uplifted, right?
那每次他的妻子呢跟他一起去访问的时候呢就会觉得得到很多的造就觉得提升了他的灵性。
And then one day he found out he had cancer.
那有一天呢他发现他自己得了癌症。
And then he's all crying and complaining to God.
然后他就开始哭然后
And his wife like, what are you doing? For so many years, you know, when brothers and sisters have cancer, you always, you know, give them hope, lift them up, give them strength, but now you're a little sick.
那多年以来呢,你去访问的时候呢,你都在安慰这些信徒,让他们能够坚定信心,但是你自己生病的时候呢,你在做什么呢?
And you're all complaining. You're complaining.
你在抱怨。
And you know, complain to God, you know, and just you know, cry like a little baby, right?
越神抱怨呢,然后哭得像个婴孩一样。
I mean, is it wrong to be like that?
这个是不对的事情吗?
Actually, it's nothing wrong to be like that, right?
其实并不是不对的。
Of course, when people around us are sick and we're not sick, of course, we feel very strong, right?
然后因为其他人在生病的时候,我们去看他的时候,因为我们 体能的关系呢,觉得我们是,
but when we are sick ourselves,
当我们自己生病的时候,
we have the right to be, you know, to be weak.
那我们是有变成软弱的一个权利。
But of course, you see what his friend saying to Job.
但是你看到他的朋友怎么跟约伯说的。
So far, it's nothing wrong at all.
在这里没有说不对的话。
Because say, you know, listen, reflect upon yourself.
我们自己来做反省。
Right? That you were such a strong person.
你是这么一个有能力的一个强壮的人。
You instructed many people.
你教导了许多的人,
you have strengthened those who have weak hands.
你兼顾了很多软弱的手,
and then you have, you know, upheld those who are going to fall.
你的言语呢, 扶住那将要跌倒的人,
but now it comes to you.
但现在临到你的身上,
you use your own words to strengthen yourself. But then look at verse 6.
我们来看第六节。
I mean, and the end of verse 5 says not only that he's weary, but also it touches you and you are troubled.
在第五节这里说呢,
now look at verse 6.
我们请看第六节,
it's not your reverence, your confidence,
你的依靠不是在你敬畏的神吗?
And the integrity of your ways, your hope.
你的盼望不是在你行事纯正吗?
See, here his friend just trying to let him think and reflect upon himself.
那他的朋友呢,
because usually you are very confident.
也本来是你是很有信心的一个人,
at least you reverence, you have reverence toward that. Right?
那你那时候你是有依靠,
and then they say, and your integrity.
然后你的行事纯正,
because you hold on so strong to your integrity and make this integrity become your hope.
那你的行事纯正呢,
and all these are beautiful teaching.
那这些事都是很美好的教训,
then verse 7.
第七节,
remember now, whoever perished being innocent,
你追想无辜的人有谁灭亡?
Or where would upright ever cut off?
正直的人在何处剪除?
I mean, let's think about this.
我们来做一些思想。
I mean, what his friend says, right? Especially according to the Old Testament writing, they are perfectly right.
那他朋友所说的呢,如果从旧约来看呢,
and even if you read the scriptures, the righteous will never perish.
那你是得义的人呢,是永不会灭亡的。
But in Job's situation, it's just so unique. So the mid Eliphaz opened his mouth and diagnosed Job's symptom very incorrectly. And then the rest of their comfort, the rest of their encouragement would not work.
其他的勉励呢,
this is very important to us. Why? Because it teaches us when we help our brothers and sisters.
帮助我们弟兄姐妹的时候,
the first thing we must understand is what? The first thing you must understand is what? Oh, sympathy. I have sympathy. You say sympathy over them?
Yeah.
It's true, yes, we must have love and sympathy toward them.
那是的,
but to truly help them, what must we understand?
那我们要真正的帮助他们,
because sometimes showing a lot of sympathy and love, it can be a wrong way too, right?
那有的时候给太多的同情心跟爱呢, 感觉上也许是不错,
or you're addicted to alcohol.
I'm
so sorry.
我非常的抱歉,
sometimes it doesn't work like that.
那有的时候并不是,
sometimes you say, hey! Wake up, right? You cannot be a drunkard, right?
你不能当一个酒鬼,
right? Sometimes it works both ways, depending on who you're talking to, right?
那有的时候, 可能有不同的效果, 那要针对不同的对象。
Of course, you must show sympathy.
那当然你要有同情心,
but don't overplay that, right?
但是不能够太超过。
Mothers, this is the weakness of mothers, right?
但是母亲呢, 他们的软弱,
but at the same time, it's their strength.
那这也是他们的优点。
Because when I was working with all the gang kids,
那当我那时候在辅导这一些, 帮派的这些人,
and every time the children get put into jail,
那每一次呢,
I always recommend them,
那我通常会建议他,
leave them in there
把他们留在监狱里面,
for a while, right?
一段时间,
so they can learn.
所以他们可以学习,
right? But what does mothers do?
但是妈妈都怎么做呢?
They go around and pawn, right? Pawn the jewelry, pawn this and pawn that, try to get enough money to bail the kids out, right?
So,
when you bail your children out and then they don't go to court, what happened? You lose all your money, right?
如果把小孩保出来以后呢, 他们没有再去法院的时候呢, 你所有的钱呢, 都失去了。
And not too long later, he's back in jail.
那在不久的将来呢, 他们又会到监狱里去。
Then I tell him her again, I said, okay, just leave him there.
我就跟他说, 你还是要把他留在监狱里面。
But mothers cannot, really.
但是母亲呢,
and that is their strength too, right? Mother's love is very powerful.
但是母爱呢,
but sometimes hard love is also very important.
但是有的时候要有一些比较,
so for me, he actually, Job's friend actually gave him this hard love, right?
那在这里呢, 以利法呢,
真的爱, but what is the first thing that you and I must do if we're trying to help our brothers and sisters? You know, quite often we talk to our brothers and sisters and they have problems, stuff like that. What must we know first? What's that? Yes. You must communicate and try to find what is the reason you're going through this suffering. Because if you have sinned against God, then we must repent. If you have not sinned against God, then there's no need to repent. And then the way we speak to them, if they are righteous people, they go through suffering, do you tell them, oh, you must repent from this, you must repent from that? No.
那如果他是一个义人的话呢，你跟他说你一定要在这里忏悔，那里忏悔，那里悔改的话呢，其实是不需要的。
So that's why when we help our brothers and sisters,
所以当我们要帮助弟兄姐妹的时候,
it's so important to try to understand what's going through, what's going on with them.
那我们要了解呢，他们所经过的是什么样的事情。
And quite often do we know the reason why?
很多时候我们当我们了解了原因之后呢,
quite often we don't.
有的时候我们并不会了解。
So we don't, because God has His own reason.
因为神有的时候有他自己的,
and His reason different from people to people.
有他的，他有他自己的方式, 那这个是每一个人都不一样的。
So why did Job have to suffer?
为什么约伯必须要受苦呢?
Why did Job suffer?
为什么呢?
What's that?
Because his blameless.
Yes.
Blameless and upright.
Yes. I mean, would you ever think, if you were Job's friend, you think, oh, God is so proud of you, because you are blameless, upright, fear God, shun, that's why you suffer. Like, what? It doesn't make sense. So what I'm saying, do not condemn Job's friends. Because if you and I were Job's friend, I should be much worse than them. But you can see how gracious they are when you read their debate with Job. Right? And the word they use, actually, is very comforting to Job. And that's why you start off what? I never see anyone who perished being innocent. I mean, that's a true statement, right? A lot of times. I mean, look at the five books of Moses. Did anyone perish because they're innocent? Okay, tell me anywhere else in the Bible, they're innocent, they perish. Can you think of anyone? Yes, suffer. Yes.
Yes.
Actually, Joseph, it seemed that he was quite innocent, right? But actually, he was a naughty boy. I think I shared that with you before, right? When he was with his brothers and he's at home, hey, when you have a dream that your brothers is worshiping you, your parents worship you, don't go and tell them. Right? That is wisdom.
Then
if your brother is jealous of you because you wear this colorful coat, right? And when you go visit them, make sure you put it in the closet. Don't wear it in front of your brothers, right? Actually, on the end, he's not that innocent. But for sure, when he was in jail, he was innocent. Because he didn't do anything wrong. Yes.
Yeah,
but and then we can say the other way, that when you're younger, your heart should be more pure. Of course, you can say different things. But whatever, right? Sin is a sin, right? That's why, you know, I mean, for us, when we think about Job, no, actually, when you think about other people who suffer, yes. The only other person is, of course, we know that Job also is a prefigure of Lord Jesus Christ, right? Because our Lord Jesus Christ suffered for righteousness. And he suffered for God's righteousness.
Right?
So actually, only our Lord Jesus Christ who truly suffered and went through everything, and he is blameless. I mean, think about from the beginning, right? Adam and Eve, and we know what happened, right? Then we know Noah, right? And what was wrong with Noah? Yeah, she's drinking drunk, right? And get drunk, right? Then, I mean, you look at all the characters, there's some kind of flaw. Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, this and that, right? So why did Jacob suffer? Yes, yes, you can say. Yeah, Isaac. Oh, but yeah. But she... Uriah. Actually, yeah, I mean, we don't know too much about him, right? But there's a scene that he was righteous, why? Because he didn't want to go back to his wife, right? And he come from the war, you know, and that instant, yes, he was. Yeah, then he just got put in front line and then got killed. He didn't suffer that much. But we don't know his whole life, but that instant, yes, you're right, right? In that section. And quite often people say Jacob. Jacob, I mean, he suffered for no reason, right? Well, why did Jacob suffer? Oh, he steal the firstborn, right? Okay. What's that? He cheated his father-in-law?
Father.
Okay. Yeah, that was his mom's idea. No, you see? And he was very young. He was young, that's why. Hey, back then he's young, he believed so he's going to 30, you know. Yeah, I mean, of course, yeah, it's true. Actually, his mother's idea. And of course, for him, he's that age, he should know what is right and wrong too, right?
But
yes, he went along, right? He went along. And what else? What else? Yeah. Yeah, she said that. Yeah, it's true. So remember, if someone tells you to do something bad, say, "Oh, the curse is on me." Don't think it's not only on them, right? It's on you too if you do wrong, right? You know, just like the Jews, right? When they say, "Oh, you know that the may the blood right on his head come upon us," but no. On Pilate and everybody else too, right? Because they're the one that do wrong, right?
Get wrong.
But of course, as mothers, the teaching that your mothers don't teach your kid to be deceptive and to be, you know, cunning and things like that, right? And what else did Jacob, why he suffered? Actually, there's so many reasons why Jacob suffered, actually. There's so many reasons, right? So actually, we really cannot find one person just like Job. Because Job, God proclaimed him to be blameless and upright. Just that alone. Then he suffered. He lost everything. And then on the end, of course, and that's why when Eliphaz saying that, you know, can whoever perish be an innocent? No. And an upright person, can they be cut off? I mean, in Psalm chapter 1, you know, chapter 1, you know, verse 1 to verse 6, talking about an upright person, right? They will be full of blessing, they would not be cut off, right? Then it says, those who plow iniquity and sow trouble reap the same. And the Bible teaches those who sow will reap, you know, what you sow. It's very simple as that, right? Okay, I think let's take a break. Let's bow and pray silently. Amen. Let's take a break until 5 past.
那我们现在休息到11:05。